box truck down Interstate 95 in Florida. About two dozen Sequarium employees hoisted the 1,100-pound mammal out of the truck and onto some wet foam mattresses for a brief photo opportunity. Isla blinked and snorted softly before volunteers picked up the edges of the wet wrapping and encased him and slipped the gentle giant into the tank.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he does have a good chance. He doesn't have severe signs of cold stress. And the federal wildlife authorities kept the rescue a secret, fearing a crush of media and well-wishers could stress the animal. Isla spent the two-hour plane ride covered in wet towels and resting, excuse me, on foam padding. Let's see. He will be under the care of veterinarians at Miami Seaquarium, a marine life entertainment park and rehabilitation facility. It's located on an island east of downtown Miami and is surrounded by Biscayne Bay and the Atlantic Ocean, where Isla may someday be able to swim again if he recovers. So from the looks of things Thursday, it appeared that Isla was settling in nicely. His tank already had bouquets of lettuce floating around and he was sharing the water with a young female manatee who was orphaned in Florida this week. Within a few minutes of floating at the bottom of the pool, Isla surfaced, making the photographers happy, and then nuzzled the female with his whiskered snout and flicked his tail. That cute.
That's sweet.
Oh, manatees, they just have such a sweet energy. Let's see. Isla has been tracked by scientists since 1994.
Wow.
As he made his way up and down the East Coast and is identifiable by a distinctive scarring pattern on his tails. Normally content to frolic in Florida's warm waters, he created a commotion in northern climes this summer, surfacing in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Maryland. Scientists say it is unusual but not unheard of for manatees to venture this far north in search of food during the summer. And apparently Isla's done it a number of times because we've talked about him a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that wraps up the best good news about animals. It overwraps the first hour of Animal World. And we are going to close out this hour, begin the next one. And woohoo, I bet that Red Robin is coming out. I'll be normal again. All right. So we'll see you around the corner. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Do you know how, for so many people, there is so much information out there today, they don't know where to start when they want to find something that's interesting to them? What Pam and I have done is we've created a unique radio show specifically targeted to women and the men who love them, designed to focus on helping them to learn, grow, change their lives, and have some fun.
Join Rochelle and I every Tuesday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on KKNW 1150 a.m. or chatwithwomen.com. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, cheer up. The sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. All right. You can be in touch with us while we're on the air a few different ways. And I'm going to tell you that now because we will have essentially open phone lines for the rest of today's show. Lola Michelin is here from the Northwest School of Animal Massage. We're going to get into all our discussion topics shortly. And as always, phone callers always take priority. So if you have a question about animal massage, something specifically from Lola, if you're a regular listener and you know Lola and you've heard her before and you know what you want to ask about, you can call in anytime. And we will be happy to interrupt and take your calls. And just on general principles today, we're going to be, of course, talking about animal massage and the Northwest School. We're going to share with you about Lola's new radio show. And then we're going to talk about some animal legislation. We're going to talk about aromatherapy. We're going to talk about essential oils, all kinds of stuff. If there's something else you want us to talk about, well, give us a call. So local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance, toll free, 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. If you call in today, unlikely that you will hear a human voice answer the call. Gary will simply, because Sandy's not here, Gary will simply put you on hold. You'll know your call's been picked up when you hear the radio show playing in your phone. Just hold on. We'll bring you up live on the air. Or Gary will, when he can sneak into the other room, he'll come and chat with you and find out what you want. Otherwise, it will just... We'll take our blind chances, bringing you up on the air. Call us anytime. And you can send us an email while we're on the air to our live email address. It's pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you want to send us a question or comment for Lola today via email, be sure you do it early enough in the show that Gary can know that it's there, print it, run and grab it. Because, of course, the printer's not in the same room as the studio, so he has to run around the place to get it and bring it back to me. So, get him in early. All right, now... You can be in touch with Animal World anytime by going to my website, which is www.marthanorwalk.com, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, marthanorwalk.com. Lots of great information for you there. You will find links on the homepage to all of our advertisers and sponsors and be able to go directly to their website via those links. There is a link to our audio archives. If you miss something, miss a show, or you want to hear a show again, or want to share a show with someone you know, you click on the audio archives link on the homepage, and you can listen to any of the past shows since we've been archiving. So, let's see. You can also get current events. All of our shelter information of interest is also a page that's got a lot of good stuff on it. And you can send me an email to my home office computer by punching the Contact Martha link, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you need my services as an animal behavior therapist or trainer, you can send me an email, although you need to know that I don't work via email. I need to be able to at least speak to you So I work over the phone or I work in your home with you and your animal friends. And if you or anyone you know has a problem with your animal friends, it's always worth giving me a call because I offer a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. Often I can solve your problem for free in a couple of minutes on the phone. Or if not, I'll tell you how I work and what's involved. And if I'm not the best one to work with you, chances are I know who is, so I'll refer you on. But keep in mind, I am extremely busy right now because I've got a lot of irons in the fire, and I can't tell you the details yet, but I hope to have a really big announcement next Sunday.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Okay. And so if you need my help more than ever, it's vitally important that you bug my voicemail because my mind and my focus is elsewhere right now. And so if you need my help, you need to bug my voicemail because if they're, you know, if I got a few minutes to make a phone call, who's ever called the most is going to get the first phone call. So don't be afraid to bug my voicemail. It's Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, 206-525-2016. 206-525-2016. And if you're submitting a current events item, please do so via email because it's easier for me to get to Indigo Dog, my webmaster, to get it posted online. And let's see, if you want more of Gary, you can find him on his radio show, Sports Tangle, Monday evenings, 8 to 9 p.m., right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. That website is sportstangle.com. And I don't know, you got a better show coming this Monday? Last Sunday you said, not much happening. Anything good happening?
I don't know.
No, he doesn't know.
Uh-oh.
So you have to tune in tomorrow evening. Yeah, apparently. He doesn't sweat the small stuff. Well, we know that he was calm through the emergency,
nice.
So that's a good thing. Now, if you and if you need to reach Sandy, you could do so through her website, www.animalnature.com. Animalnature.com. Although I assume she's keeping up with her website and emails and phone calls, but and her phone number, by the way, is 206-200-6536. That's 206-200-6536. But keep in mind, she's dealing with the back stuff, mm-hmm. and so I don't know how on top of things she is, and I would understand if she's not.
Yeah.
All right, now, if you want to get a hold of Lola and the Northwest School of Animal Massage, one thing you can do is go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Just hang on the home page, and you'll see a logo will come up for Northwest School of Animal Massage. You click on that, and that will take you to the website.
That's right.
And if they want to go directly to the website, what is the web address, Lola?
The website is the acronym for the school, NWSAM.
NWSAM.
Mm-hmm. And they can also go to our, they can call at 425-222-3703.
425-222-3703. And I think on your website, too, they can sign up for your email newsletter, right?
They can sign up for our quarterly newsletter, as well as our Yahoo group, where a lot of our graduates and students hang out and talk about whatever is concerning them, and our instructors and staff will visit that as well to participate in the conversation, so that's fun. That's if they go to yahoo.com, just look for the NWSAM group and join that. They can be in constant contact with other animal body workers and massage practitioners.
All right. Yeah. All right. That's very cool. And I guess one thing I can share with you at this point, because we've been talking about it, but I am going to start teaching again.
Yay!
I'm just getting bugged, and I can't wait to start. And something along the lines of the practical use of interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication, and of course my thing, the human to animal transference, and all of that. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful thing is that Lola's invited me to work with her and
so
teach
excited.
Through the Northwest School of Animal Massage. So I'm excited. That's going to be the first venue that I start teaching again.
Yeah,
so
well, we're thrilled to be that entity, and we'll have that up on our website so that people can keep checking and watching for an announcement for your class.
Yeah, so
I
you know
sure
that I'm going to be teaching again soon. And it's, I can't believe it. As I taught regularly for a number of years, but when my mom died suddenly, you know, I had to drop everything I was doing, get ready to sell my farm, you know, move in to take care of my elderly father with dementia. And, of course, all the teaching I did was usually in the evenings. And, of course, you know, when you're dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia, it gets worse at night. And I just didn't feel comfortable leaving my dad alone at night. And he was not comfortable with anyone else being around. So I just stopped teaching. So you realize it has been more than 7 years.
Wow. Well,
it's
there's
like,
also
are you kidding me? I can't believe it's been that long.
But I'm sure there'll be lots of nice, new, fresh information, as well as all of
I'd like to think that I've learned something in the last 7 years.
Heck yeah.
I'm not sure what, but...
but we're going to find out.
Yeah, we all learn and grow or we don't stay, so I must be doing something right.
Adapt,
I'm still
migrate,
here.
Or die.
Yep. So keep that in mind, and of course, I will be letting you know as soon as, you know, we've got stuff scheduled and we know what's going on. I'm in a major transition phase of my life and need to shake all that stuff out, but we're getting close to being able to schedule something, so...
Closer every day.
I'm excited about that. So anyway, I think that's all you need to know about all of that. Gary, did I cover all the bases?
I think so.
Yeah, I can tell you're fascinated. He's just so good.
I'm hanging on every word.
Hey, no, that's the first time today. It's only 10:15, 10:16.
Yeah.
And he's finally turned on his microphone.
We just need to talk more animal sports.
I first tried out the computer and then...
Well, that's right. But, yeah, so I guess now you've relaxed enough that you can talk to us.
Yeah.
So how are you?
I'm a lot better now.
Well, yeah, you were kind of, your energy was real low because, you got a cold or a flu type thing?
Yeah, cold. I don't think it's a flu.
Oh, okay.
Goodness.
Well, that's good. Of course, yeah, you got a real jump start here going.
Yeah.
I know.
This morning.
It would have to be this morning, too. The morning that I don't want to deal with anything.
Yeah,
that's how it happens. The universe is funny.
yeah, it is. Well, I'm glad that you're hanging in there.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you were here and not somebody else.
Thanks.
Because you did solve the problem. That was very good.
Yeah.
When in doubt, reboot. That's what we've learned today. When in doubt, reboot.
Well, it helps when I can just turn on the mic and have you talk until I figure it out.
Well, it's nice, yeah. It's nice to have a host.
Team effort.
Yeah, Well, yeah, it's like, if there's one thing I can do, I can talk.
Maybe I'll get it working, maybe I won't. So either talk for 15 minutes or 3 hours.
Talk till I say don't.
Well, I was just delighted that Lola's here in the studio, because it's always more fun when I have somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, the really tough part is when I don't...
to the wall.
Like that one time, there was that one time on the air where something happened with the computer and all that, and that yellow thing went on and off, and then Gary's running around like a chicken with his head cut off, Sandy's doing the same, they're running around, and they all leave. And I'm here by myself. I have no guest in the studio. I have nobody on the phone. And it's just me. And they're saying, we don't know if we're on air or not.
Just keep going.
So when in doubt, one carries on. Yeah. And so I had to just talk all by myself. And I found it quite disconcerting when there's nobody here.
Yeah.
Because usually there's at least Sandy's here or at least Gary's here. So I know there's at least one person on the planet listening.
Yeah.
And for many years, I always knew that at least my parents were listening.
That's right.
But, you know, they're on the other side. I don't know if they listen now or not. So it could only be Gary. But so that was an interesting...
Maybe disconcerting. Good practice for when we're older, though, and we just sit around and mumble to ourselves anyway.
Oh, I do that, yeah. I remind myself so much. It's like, I'll be walking around the house doing something, and I'll think, geez, I feel just like my dad.
That's what's nice about having, like, if you can bring Annie in the studio, at least, you know, you can talk to your dog. They always listen.
Yeah, but Annie stays home. Annie likes to come into the studio.
I bet you does.
But she generally stays home.
Yeah.
Of course. All right, here we go. Now, this would be, never mind. Let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers and sponsors, since we can do now that
we
the
can.
Computer is working. And then we will get to our subjects at hand.
Excellent.
Lola Michelin is here, Northwest School of Animal Massage. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And the jungle today. Ooh. Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Oh, and by the way, they've got a great website now, jonesandcompanypets.com, I believe, and we have a link to it on our homepage, marthanorwalk.com, and they now have, for the first time, they are now posting all of their advertising specials on their website, so you can just go and find out before you make a trip up to Jones, and everything but the kitchen sink is once again on sale. Listen to all the foods: Blue dog and cat food, Natural Choice, Eukanuba. Let's see, Canada's on sale, Aviderm's on sale, Merrick, Nature's Variety, Deli Fresh, and that's the good low food, Pure Natural, Halo, Precise, Natura, Natural Balance, Wysong, Royal Canin. Yeah. And then, I mean, everything's on sale.
You name it.
And then all kinds of, and there's sales in every department, the aquarium and fish department, the bird and wild, Chuckanut is on sale. KT, one of the best formulas for wild birds. All of that stuff is on sale. So it's worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Be sure you join their preferred customer club. You get discounts and free food. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, transforming your life and the lives of your animals. To learn more about animal health and well-being, go to NWSAM.com and check Pet Shop Talk. And for more information about animal massage classes or Reiki classes, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's the home of mastery in mystery.
If life is like a luxury cruise, why do so many people feel like they're missing the boat?
Because they're at the airport of adversity. Don't miss the adventure that is your own life.
Lisa Bradley is our cruise director, 7 p.m. Sunday, and at 8 o'clock, Rhea Sunshine will bring light and love to our listeners with her compassionate psychic readings during Divination Divas Month.
It's the Gary Mance Show, Sunday at 7 on Alternative Talk 1150.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a good thing you got us, because it's too crummy to be outside.
Whew.
Our play in the sunshine didn't quite work.
No.
That strip of almost blue sky that we thought I thought the sun could come
gone.
Through, it's like totally gone. But at least we can see the city of Seattle.
Yes.
Often we can't. That's the best I can do. All right, Lola Michelin is here. She is the director of education from the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Lola, before we get into all our topics for the day, there's obviously people listening that don't know who you are or about the school.
Sure.
So why don't you give us a lowdown on the school and what that's all about?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, my name is Lola Michelin, and I have been practicing animal massage now for coming on 24 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And started working with horses back when I was a teenager. And have been doing massage since.
And you obviously still work with horses, because folks, she's dressed, she's got her jodhpurs on and her boots, and she's ready to go. So what, you're going riding after we're done?
Oh, yeah, right after.
Rain or shine, do you ride indoors or outdoors?
Rain or shine, yeah, we do have an indoor arena, thank God.
So you'll ride indoors?
Although I'd much prefer to be outside.
Me we'll too. I was always an outdoor rider.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, they don't melt, so we'll stroll around the property regardless of the rain or shine. But, yeah, so that work that I was doing with massage brought me in touch with a lot of people who were interested in learning to use massage for their own pets, for their horses, mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. well as their dogs and cats and various animals. So I started doing just some workshops, and that eventually led to the Northwest School of Animal Massage.
So you aren't just the director of education, you're the founder of the school.
I am the founder and pretty much, you know, chief bottle washer. I have a wonderful staff, some great instructors and great administrative folks that help me keep me on track for sure. But I did design our curriculum and our programs. We do have some wonderful guest instructors, and we'll have some more wonderful guest instructors.
Yay,
when we add you to the staff in 2010.
I'm so excited.
I know, it's going to be fantastic. But it has been just a tremendous growth experience. We started by just offering a small horse class, mm-hmm. and now we offer 6 levels of professional training and a couple dozen different workshops off and on throughout the year. And we teach mainly here in Seattle. This is our flagship campus, but we also teach all over the country, and we have a satellite campus in British Columbia, and we have a partner in education in Hong Kong.
Wow.
So, everybody all over the world is learning the benefits of massage and other body therapies for their animals.
So, and you say that this is your flagship campus. So mm-hmm. is there like a physical location where we can go and find the Northwest School of Animal Massage? Like it's a building with a sign on it and that's where you go to be educated?
Yeah, sort of. We do have administrative offices out in beautiful Falls City. That's where we do the bulk of the enrollment and manage our student records. And people can visit us there if they want to come and enroll on site. Mm-hmm. But our campus is actually located at Legacy Hunters and Jumpers, which is a working equestrian facility in Redmond. So if we're not currently teaching a class, then there's other activities that go on there at the farm. So it's a location where we certainly, if people are interested in coming out and having a tour and learning more about the school, they can contact us by phone or come to send us an email, and we'll schedule a visit for
and
them.
I imagine I'll get more involved once I get this transition over with and get signed to start teaching. Then mm-hmm. I should have the time to actually physically come out and see all these things and learn more about it hands on, which mm-hmm. which I'm excited about. But I assumed for a long time before you started being part of our Animal World mm-hmm. family and here on a regular basis, I thought, well, if you wanted to make animal massage a career, mm-hmm. you would have to come to Seattle, well, at Redmond mm-hmm. and Falls City, and physically come to classes like you'd go to a university or right. a college and so forth. But that's not the case, is it?
We're a little unique. We recognize that a lot of our students, a lot of people that were interested in animal massage have, you know, busy lifestyles, and they come from all over the country. So we've created a bit of a hybrid program where a bulk of the study is done through online training and distance learning. Our students are assigned a distance learning instructor so that they have somebody to have a
distance
dialogue.
Learning. I think that's great. Yeah.
And then when they complete all of the theoretical work, then they can come for the actual hands-on training. So we do the hands-on in kind of an intensive format for a week here in Seattle or any of our other locations. So we do go out and teach those around the country. So, for instance, we teach quite often in Philadelphia, in San Diego, Atlanta. We've taught all over the country.
Well, now when you're teaching in those other locations, mm-hmm. are you using a collective we and that you have staff located in those areas, or do you like go to those areas and teach?
I travel. I have a couple instructors, 3 instructors on staff who also do some classes in Oregon and Texas and travel for me. But most of the time it's me traveling with my faithful companion Gorilla, my little Jack Russell Terrier.
Not a real gorilla, although. Jack Russell. His name is Gorilla. Yeah. I can see how that would fit a Jack Russell.
Yeah. So he's kind of my partner in crime and my assistant instructor. It's great traveling all over the country.
So he's your little demo dog? He gets to get massaged when you're teaching?
Yeah, he's gotten massages since he was a puppy. And you were mentioning earlier, I think it was when we were listening to the previous show with Michael Fox talking about epilepsy in dogs.
Julia, Dog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I also have a rat terrier with epilepsy. And massage has been really phenomenal for him in managing that enough so that I haven't really had to keep him on any medications to date.
That's great.
And he's 10 now, and we're doing a great job of managing that. So we do workshops for pet owners if they just want to learn some very basic massage tools for their pets. And I encourage that for people because there's a lot you can do just in the time that you spend petting your pets. It's a great time to learn and establish a baseline for your pets of what's healthy for them. Especially we were talking earlier about the fact that now there is some concern that pets might be exposed to the H1N1 virus. If you know your pet's normal, healthy behaviors and attitudes, you're much more likely to catch when maybe they're not feeling so great. Early detection is going to be the key to helping them through that. I think, if you don't know how to take your dog's temperature, how are you going to know if they have a fever?
That's true. That's true. And so is it possible that massage, like in general, can that help the immune system and all of that?
Mm-hmm. There are specific techniques that are designed to mainly do that, like the manual lymphatic drainage is a technique that we teach that supports the immune system, supports the lymph system, helps in fighting off infections and supporting an animal through any kind of recovery. But even just petting your dog is stimulating to their circulatory system and their lymph system, helps them eliminate waste products. All of that is good for their health, good for their immune system. So whether you're consciously massaging your pet or just enjoying petting your pet, you're benefiting them through that.
Well, I know that. I mean, I rarely get sick, and that's been the case since I've been doing my spiritual practices and so forth for probably the last 20 to 25 years. It's a rare occasion that there's something going on with me, but I get regular body work, and I know that there are some points you can check. There's some points on your chest where you can check how your lymph system is doing, and if there's a problem, those spots will be sore.
Right.
And then I have a body worker practitioner that does Bowen work, actually.
Oh, fabulous.
And she will do what she calls, a lymph drain, and she does her thing, and I'll tell you, it makes a huge difference because in a relative short period of time after she does that Bowen lymph draining work with me, those sore spots go away, and then I'm fine. So what you're saying is that we can do that same thing for our animal friends.
Definitely, and I have seen tremendous results with, the immune techniques and the lymphatic techniques with the horses when we get, some congestive edema in their legs from, living in relative confinement has miraculous abilities to suck some of that swelling out. And probably one of the most interesting examples of using a lymphatic technique with animals was I had an opportunity to sit on a surgical procedure with a giraffe. And we had five people, myself and four zookeepers who I had trained in massage, were doing manual lymphatic on her.
Was that here or something?
It wasn't. It was in Florida.
In Florida?
At one of the zoological parks there.
Wow.
And it was a pretty simple surgery. It was a hoof surgery, but nothing simple with a 14-foot animal under anesthesia. So there's a lot of concern about with a lot of exotic species about problems under anesthesia, and the lymphatic massage proved to be really, really useful in that case, and it was pretty exciting too.
It helped the giraffe, and definitely everything went well. And
the attending veterinarian was the one who actually requested that there be a massage therapist during the surgery. His primary concern at the time was that muscle spasms would cause neck fractures while she was under, and so but then I told him about the lymphatic, and he was really interested in that, and he did say that he thought she maintained through the anesthesia, maintained her oxygen levels much better, and recovered from the anesthesia almost instantaneous. So, which is critical with that type of animal. You want them back on their feet and moving. So, and there's been research done, extensive research in humans and some in animals about the benefits of lymphatic massage. So.
Yeah. Now, this is one of the times I'm missing Sandy at the moment, because Sandy is a very gifted healer, and she has created quite a wonderful little specific field that she does, because she works in veterinary surgical recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So she's developed a whole program to help animals better deal with anesthesia and surgery and the recovery process. And she uses all kinds of stuff. I think she uses flower essences and Accutonics, and I know she does a body work and so forth. Now, she's not a massage therapist, but she's done a lot of special training and different kind of, you know, body things. And I'd love, you see, at this point, I'd be saying, yeah. Sandy, put on your microphone and chime in to find out if she does anything, you know, with the lymphatic drain. So help me remember the next time you're here doing a show, we'll assume that Sandy will be here.
Yeah.
Let's find out, you know, what she does and if she does anything lymphatic-wise.
She's probably sitting home listening. She could call in.
Well, yeah, who knows? It depends on how she's feeling. And,
yeah,
of course, the phone is ringing right now. So who knows? Maybe that would be Miss Sandy, and she could chime in.
That's one of the great things about...
No, they're gone now, so it must not have been Sandy.
Working in this field is amazing because there are so many different modalities, like you say. I mean, there's just a plethora of tools, you know, and we teach a lot of classes in different things. Like yesterday, we just had a Reiki class, which was wonderful, and there's just so many ways that you can
help.
Well, no,
that brings a question to mind, because we were talking about being able to do the lymphatic drains on animals. And so thinking, well, if you think your animal needs that, do you have to call a massage practitioner to come and do that? I suppose that's one option.
Ideally, I mean, that would be my first recommendation would be to work with a professional. But a lot of times then they can show you some very simple techniques that you can do in between sessions to help maintain that health.
Well, and then I'm wondering about these classes. You said, like, yesterday you did a Reiki class.
Okay.
And do I need to be a student at Northwest School of Animal Massage becoming a massage practitioner to take these classes? Or can the general public, if I just want to learn how to do this stuff for my own dog?
Yeah, the classes are open to anyone. So
really?
Our students are pretty much split between individuals who are not working in the animal field but want to move into a career in with animals, and another third of our students are probably already working in the animal field as groomers or vet techs or farriers or any, you know, number of things that they're already doing with animals, but they want to add these tools to their services. And then, you know, a large proportion of our students are pet owners who just want to learn some basic tools to help manage their pets and help contribute to their longevity. So
in a selfish position here, so when I start teaching, you know, for you, anyone will be able to take the class?
Certainly.
They don't have to be a student becoming a massage therapist. They could just come to take Martha's class.
Yeah, most of our workshops are geared towards the pet owner or horse owner so that anybody can come. We do have a lot of people who take them as continuing education if they're already part of the, you know, profession. So it's nice having a mix of people in the class. You get a lot of different experiences.
All right. Well, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm just very impressed with the way that you've set up the school, because the fact that you can do the distance learning is really great, because you can do that from anywhere.
Yeah. And what we've seen, I have to be honest, I kind of had to be dragged kicking and screaming into doing the distance learning, because we used to offer the course as a, you know, standalone classroom-based course. And I thought, well, you know, this is a hands-on modality. This would be pretty hard to teach through a distance learning format. But now that we've been doing that for going on 6 years, we actually see that our graduates who do the hybrid program, the distance learning combined with the hands-on training, are often almost always more confident about their skills upon graduation, but also more successful out in the workplace, or even you know, have better success with their own pets. Because I think with the distance learning, they get to focus on the aspects of the program that are most important to them. If they really need to study the anatomy, they're not bound by a classroom schedule that allots a specific amount of time. They can spend as much time on that as they want. So because our student body is so diverse, if you're a vet tech, you may not want to spend a lot of time studying the first aid or the anatomy and physiology that you already have a good foundation in, but you might spend a lot of time on the massage practice and theory, versus, you know, somebody who's never been exposed to sciences would spend the majority of their distance learning practicing the anatomy and working with their distance learning instructor. So when everyone shows up on the first day of class for the hands-on training, everyone's kind of worked through the material in their own way at their own pace, and you're starting at a common theme. So then we can really take the classes through the hands-on training in an impressive manner. So it's been great.
All right. Yeah, it's fabulous. Now, you said there are satellite campuses,
mm-hmm.
and you mentioned one in the States.
Mm-hmm. So the five-day class is the practicals, the hands-on training we offer around the country, and we've done them in probably 20 major cities. So we go where our students are. If we know that we have a population in, say, the Southeast that are getting ready to finish up their distance learning and want to take a practical, then we contact facilities in that location and schedule a class
there.
Mobile,
so you'll just take to that location.
Yeah, and typically what we try to do is find a facility that is either a shelter or a rescue organization that we can that has some classroom capacity so that we can go there and teach the students there and also provide the massage for the animals there that are in need. And then also it brings in some funding or money for the rescues. So that's been real successful. We've taught, you know, at Oregon Humane Society and the Atlantic Humane Society and different pet organizations, Escondido's Dog Rescue. And, so that's been really wonderful to be able to work with that population of animals.
So what the heck is going on in Hong Kong?
Yeah, Hong Kong.
Because I know I talk to you, and you're like on your way going there, or you're coming back or something. So I know you've traveled there quite a bit.
Well, that was kind of came as a surprise. We have many international students, and we have had quite a few students come from Japan, Korea, and China. And we were contacted by a gentleman who
These students that like do the distance mm-hmm. and then come here for the practical and then go back?
Yeah.
To Asia and use their skills mm-hmm. there on animals in their own country.
Right. A lot of times they don't have access to a program there, so they come here. But we were contacted by a gentleman who owns a grooming school there, mm-hmm. an academy for grooming, and also has several mobile grooming vans. In Hong Kong, and he wanted to learn the massage himself. And so he came and took the classes and then said, you know, this is something I want to offer at my school. So we worked out a partnership so that he can have access to our curriculum and teach our curriculum to his students. So now he offers also a massage course, he and his staff. And so after they had come here for training, I went back there for their, when they introduced the massage program, I went there. And it was so exciting to see a lot of the people that came with their dogs to the grand opening and just the attitudes there in Hong Kong towards pet ownership, very similar to, you know, our concerns for our pets here. So it really is a global awareness.
There have been reports on and off, you know, the animals in the news about the elevation, if you will, of the status of mm-hmm. domestic animals mm-hmm. in Asian households.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you finding that's the case?
That was my experience, for sure. People there had the same concerns, same questions as many of the people I talked to here. Their pets were very important to them. They, you know, were making...
Because I think they still eat dogs in some places.
In some parts of northern China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, we have people who put prosthetic legs on cows, right? And other people are eating them at the same time, so I guess there's maybe a balance there somewhere.
Yeah, good point. But you do find that the quality of care and the role that the domestic animal plays in the family
has
elevated,
at least in Hong Kong. You know, and Hong Kong's a very metropolitan city, amazing city, so it's much like being in downtown New York and seeing people with their pets in Central Park.
I've never been there myself,
right?
So I have to rely on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a big American city?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's about like... probably five big American cities put together.
Uh-huh. And there, because there's a lot of people over there.
Lots. But it was beautiful.
Did you notice the crowding?
You know, in parts of the city, but they have really good public transportation and things are well laid out. So it was nice to go. And actually, amidst all of that, you know, mass of humanity, one of the things I got to do while I was there, unrelated to my work, but I visited several of the Buddhist temples and monasteries.
That would be number one on my list.
Yeah, it was pretty high priority for me. And
beautiful.
And sometimes right down in the middle of it, as a matter of fact, my hotel, right outside my hotel, which was on a very bustling avenue, was a beautiful little park where they did Qigong in the morning, and I could go down and we did, you know, sword classes, and and they had a temple nearby where you could walk to the temple, and it was just like all of a sudden being in this magical little peaceful paradise when you would go into the temples.
Oh, yeah, because that's what I'd want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was beautiful. Beautiful people. Yeah, really wonderful people.
So the School of Animal Massage mm-hmm. now in Hong Kong, mm-hmm. do they... would students of that school take your distance program, or do they have their own? Or and do you then go over there once in a while to teach the hands-on, or have you educated them and they teach it, or how does that work?
Their staff is teaching the curriculum, so they've licensed our curriculum, and they teach the distance learning and the classroom-based portion over there in, not Chinese, but in Mandarin. And then I do go over there on occasion to help with, you know, support training the staff. I don't, and I've been told not to.
Yeah.
I've been warned, don't even try, because it's too easy to, you know, mispronunciate things and stuff. So, I have an interpreter.
Well, you know, I'm sort of remembering from time to time dignitary stories of the dignitary trying to speak the native language and really messing up the detail and saying something you would never want to say.
Exactly. I love to travel, and that's been a big part of my life is traveling. So I always do try to learn like conversational language in the countries that I go to. You know, not that I do a great job of it, but do at least try to know how to say hello and thank you and where's the bathroom. And
Good things to say.
Kenter, the gentleman that I work with over there, said, let us handle that. Most of us speak English, so you'll be okay. And when you need help, we'll step right in. So, yeah.
So did you find that the case of the majority of citizens and in the Hong Kong area speak English?
Yeah, I think that's true wherever you go.
Really?
Most people have
But it hasn't always been the case, but it seems to be more and more now that there's more English spoken all over.
Yeah, and people, you know, they just like it when you make an effort to appreciate their culture and be sensitive to that, then they'll try. And sometimes I think it's good you challenge yourself to find out those other levels of communication that are universal, you know. If you don't have language, you find other ways to communicate.
Yeah. So with the school over there, is it sort of like you've kind of franchised over
something
there?
Like that.
Is it similar to a situation like that? So you go over occasionally to check on them and see what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, they do a great job. They are, you know, right by the book. So it's exciting to know that we've extended our reach that way.
And did you say that there's another campus like that in the States besides our the local one here?
Well, we do a lot of classes in Oregon, so we work with the Oregon Humane Society and the Lake Oswego Hunt Club down there. So they're kind of satellite campuses. We work with a group up in British Columbia, it's just outside of Vancouver. We do some classes there, and then like I say, when we travel to other locations, we just kind of piggyback on shelters and or like therapeutic writing programs, organizations in the areas that can use our support and are excited to have us come do the work.
Because we know we've got listeners all over the country, but also, you know, we have listeners in England, and I know that in Essex and Devon.
Yeah, we do hope to, you know, travel internationally and take the classes to more. I'd love to get back to New Zealand, and probably wouldn't come back if I did, but set up a campus there someday.
Yeah, sign me up. I'll go with you on
that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't it?
We could broadcast from there, right? Gary, if we call in, you can...
I may have to go, too, though.
Oh, okay. We'll just move
in. Well, we can have Valerie come in. And
she can be here, yeah.
Yeah, we'll take our remote equipment. You could be in charge of that.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everything goes smoothly. So.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to go without
it. Definitely would want to.
Okay. Maybe 6 months here, 6 months there. Yeah.
Now, Sandy's probably saying, nah, Gary, you're staying in the studio. I'm going to New Zealand with Martha and Lola.
Yeah, and you do know there's no football in New Zealand, right?
That's fine.
There is no football?
I don't think so.
What are they, do they play rugby, huh?
So
you know anything about rugby, Gary?
Sure.
Oh, see, he'd fake it.
Yeah. You run and tackle people.
It's kind of similar. No pads.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he'd just nonchalantly wing it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's... We will deviate from our topic of conversation for the moment. We'll take care of our animal world advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Then we will come back with current events. No new pet of the week this week because Nancy's sick. Well, we hope Nancy's doing better, and we'll be back with us next week. So, as far as I know, King County Animal Care and Control is still working and still open, and she'll update us next week. So stay with us. Animal World continues. Current events is next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Jeez, Gary, what did you do? you pulling their tails or what? Those cats are not happy. I guess that's because they want everybody to know that since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, they've got everything but the kitchen sink on sale again as usual. Go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Wait for the logo for Jones & Company. You'll see that on the homepage. Click on that. That will take you to the website. You can see all of their sales items. It's always worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Be sure and sign up for the Preferred Customer Club. Get your little card. Keeps track of what you buy. You get a discount when you spend so much. You get free food, free canned food, free dry food. Like buying dry food for your cat or your dog, you buy 10 bags of the same thing. You get the next one free. That's pretty good.
Nothing like free food.
Yeah, nothing like free. So check them out, Jones & Company Pets on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Darla Ruers wanted to be a veterinarian since the age of five. Always an empath, natural healer, and visionary artist, Darla wanted to give a voice to the animals and be their advocate on the most gentle, heart-centered, true-feeling way. Her interest in shamanism, plant medicines, and diverse healing forms led her to open the Ancient Arts Healing Arts Center for Pets and People located in Fremont. There's a very tangible link between the symptoms we see in animals and the people they live with. And Dr. Ruers treats the animals, helping their caretakers bring awareness to their part in the wellness. Darla teaches Qigong and art meditation to the humans to help them help their pets. A licensed veterinarian in Washington, Dr. Ruers has been certified in veterinary acupuncture and has practiced alternative therapy on domestic and exotic species since 2002. She has been doing house calls and office visits in the greater Puget Sound area since 2005. For more information, go to ancientartsvet.com or call 206-547-1025. That's 206-547-1025.
What is the Canada way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canada. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canada.com for more information.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to Animal World, and we're just winding down the second hour of this week's edition. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Lola Michelin is in the house, Director of Education and founder of the Northwest School of Animal Massage. We will get back to those discussions after we do current events. And I have to tell you, caller that called in about Barbaro, the racehorse, Lola will be able to address that subject, and that will be the next thing we talk about.
Great.
Once we finish current events, and guess what, Gare? It's time. Oh, they don't sound so angry anymore. Man, were those cats angry the last time. They're a little mad about the computer. Gare was pulling their tails or something.
They didn't like it that he took back the mouse, I think.
All right, speaking of entertainment, what do we got here going on? All right, new stuff on the list. Hey, it's Adopt-A-Senior Pet Month, and they are celebrating at the Humane Society in Bellevue. Throughout the month of November, adoption fees are waived on cats 5 years and older, and dogs 5 years and older are half price.
Wow.
So check them out, www.seattlehumane.org. Meow Cat Rescue announces Paws and Give Thanks. Mm-hmm. That's cute. Paws, P-A-W-S. I'm sure you figured that out. Paws and Give Thanks, which is their holiday season adoption campaign and community service. They are hosting Anna Meals, which is a pet food drive, and it's happening for the rest of the year. So if you go into Meow, The adoption fees will be reduced by $20 when you bring in a case of canned food or unopened dry food for cats or dogs.
Wow.
So that's another good deal. www.meowcatrescue.org if you want more information. All right, Wassert training sessions for volunteers. There's one more day left, which will be next Sunday, the 14th. They had their first training. What they are looking for are volunteers that have livestock experience. And they're going to train livestock, you know, large animal handling experience is basically what they want. And they're setting up and staffing a livestock emergency shelter in the event of flooding in the Green River Valley. And the second training session, because you only had to do one, will be next Sunday the 14th. And you have to, pre-registration is like required 7 days ahead of time. So like we're under the wire here. So you better call tomorrow morning if you want to get involved here. And for information, call Bill at 425-417-8339. 425-417-8339. And to register, you call Lynn at 206-498-4633. Now, it's this Wednesday evening, November 11th, at the Alternative Medicine and Rehabilitation Center at Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital. They're having a free seminar with Dr. Mike Salewski and Dr. Neary. They will be discussing performance strategies for animal athletes and common injuries in competition. And they will be serving free appetizers and desserts at 6:30. That's always my favorite part. Free food at 6:30 and lectures begin at 7. Call for a reservation because space is limited. And the number to call is 360-568-3112. And if you're missing the details or want to pick up more of the details, you can go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events. That's where you'll find all of this stuff and a whole lot more that I don't have time for. Meet the man who saves Snaps the pit bull from Olympic Animal Sanctuary. The founder will be speaking at the Seattle Humane Society this Tuesday, November 10th, from noon to 1:30. It is free. Bring a brown bag lunch, but they would love you to make a donation to Olympic Animal Sanctuary, and you need to RSVP tomorrow at the latest. Okay, so if you want to go to that on Tuesday, you need to call tomorrow, 425-641-0080, or email humane@seattlehumane.org. All right, here we go. A pores for purrs. Another cute one.
Catchy.
A beer tasting and silent auction. Yeah, the names that come up for these events. you like beer? Beer. I like beer too. But I'm not into a lot of the fancy ones.
No? You're not a microbrew aficionado?
Well, they have to taste right. I'm very picky.
Yeah.
Very, very picky.
You don't know till you try, right?
Right. But I could taste. Pours for Purrs, a beer tasting and silent auction to benefit Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project is on November 14th, Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Malt and Vine in Redmond. It's $30 per person, $50 for two. You RSVP, you can email events@feralcatproject.org, or you can call them at 425-673-2287, extension 3.
I think Saturday's November 13th.
I think you're right. Saturday, no, let's see. That's the is that November over there? No, okay, yeah, because Sunday's the 15th.
Oh, okay.
So Saturday, November 14th. Yeah, because next Sunday is the 15th. Okay. So that's next Saturday.
The horse training's on the 15th, and the beer tasting's on the 14th.
So we better check. Yeah, because I had Sunday the 14th. You're right, on the Wassert training.
Now I got my schedule.
All right, check with the
something
individuals.
Something to do on Saturday and something to do on Sunday now.
Okay. All right, and then the Humane Society of Snohomish County is having their annual dinner auction Sunday, November 22nd from 3:30 to 6:30 at Embassy Suites Hotel in Linwood. $55 for reserved seating, and it's afternoon attire.
Afternoon attire. What the heck is afternoon attire?
Depends on the day. Whatever you might wear in the afternoon.
That's right.
Silent and live auction with holiday gifts. Proceeds to help finish the new 18-acre feral cat shelter in Stanwood. And you can email hmnsoc@aol.com or call 360-652-5844. All the pet food shelters need food. And I think that about covers most of the stuff on current events. Now, at this point, I usually tell you what's happening next week. And I can tell you next week that we will do all the usual stuff, any follow-up, animals in the news, best good news about animals. Sandy will be back. After that, it's a surprise. Oh. This may be the first time in 15 plus years that I can't tell you for absolute sure what's happening on the show next week. What I can tell you, yeah, even Gary's shocked. Look at him. He's looking up saying, really? Yes, it's true. I have two shows booked.